that was a long one.
Longest one I've been part of. So, but feels good to win, obviously. And we had a lot of guys had to dig deep, played a lot of minutes. So glad we could come through in the end.
Where to start? What was the key to that long stretch of just kind of keeping them away and keeping them at bay?
When do you mean?
They didn't get much going after Cowan. I think Cowan gave up a couple early, and then just a long stretch of not much to them.
Yeah, well, we got a little better in the second. I don't think we're overly satisfied with the three periods. I think, especially the first period, we weren't where we needed to be, but we found a way to come back, and you know, obviously they found a way to tie it, and then we had to buckle up for the long haul there. But no, we won, so we'll take it.
Well, the Blackhawks acquired Edsel at the trade deadline. Stan said he was not a throw-in player. Mm-hmm. What have you seen out of him in the short amount of time you've had?
Well, I mean, I coached against him last year, so I know him pretty well. He's got tremendous shot skill. You know, he's still, you know, he's adjusting to the game over here, but he's got his ability to make a play. He can, you know, he can put it under a stick. He can hit a one-timer. So those are the kind of guys you like to have in your group.
What's the character? What did tonight show you about the character of your team? Being able to dig deep just a little.
Yeah, I mean, they were fighting for their lives, and you know, we found a way to, as I said, a lot of guys played a lot of minutes. We tried to use as much of the bench as we could, and I think maybe that paid off for us. But you know, in overtime, when you're so tired, it's an extreme mental focus you need, because pucks are bouncing and you're gassed. It seems like 10 seconds into your shift, and so it's not easy. But we did what we had to do.
DiDomenico obviously was a pretty big factor in this game. He was obviously one of the stars of the game, but his agitation really obviously got to them in that overtime. What was about his game that was really effective?
There's a high stick. I don't know if he did anything before. He might have. I'm not sure. But, you know, he brings energy. And, you know, he's one of the guys who, like our first period, it felt like we were flat. And, you know, second period, we found something. We found, still wasn't pretty necessarily, but we found some sort of push, and he was a big part of it, and that's what he brings. He brings a lot of enthusiasm.
Is there any sense of shots that you swept them?
Yeah. I mean, they won the division. They won a lot of games. You know, I think it was like 36 games after December 9th or something, I think I read. I mean, that's a good team. They got a really good group of forwards especially, and so it says a lot about the team we have that we were able to win three in a row. You know, maybe they, obviously they could have easily won tonight, but overall I think we're better. So it feels good to be moving on.
You guys managed to stay out of the box for a lot of the game, a lot of those two games you guys played. Was that something you guys talked about going into tonight, or was it just something
else? Yeah, we've been talking about discipline, you know, for a while, you know, during the year too, but certainly going into this series with the power play they have and the weapons they have, we wanted to be disciplined, both to stay out of the box, but also to limit their chances in transition. I think we weren't perfect, especially tonight, but you know, we did enough.
Special kind of night with these numbers, how long it lasted. Do you guys understand how special this one was?
I don't know, they will. I mean, it's first one for me that this was this long, so you know, it's, I'll remember it. I'm sure they will too. I'm sure I'll remember it.
Does it make it any more difficult, coaching-wise, as far as going back and forth, having to come back in overtime after overtime and try and say something different to get it going?
Yeah, you're just trying to give them energy somehow, try to give them a little something. You know, we want to keep it as simple as possible, stay as fresh as we can, try to use the bench as much as we could. We saw a lot of different combinations tonight. Part of it was I just was trying to find something that could work because we weren't playing our best. But you know, we had contributions from a lot of different guys, even just to play 0-0. You know, just to win. You know, get off, get on, get off, set it up for the next group. So you know, again, they found a way to dig deep.
Do
Would you say this was probably your best special teams night of the series, killing all the penalties and getting two power play goals?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't love our power play tonight, honestly. I mean, we found a way to score, but it wasn't pretty a lot of times. Maybe the first power play goal, that was a pretty good power play, but and we did kill everything off. I don't think they got much on their power plays, but I think throughout the series, special teams have been pretty good for us.
These games are obviously rare, but Jeremy Roenick was talking about how he thought in the second overtime, maybe the NHL should go to 4-on-4, and if they went to a third overtime, it should go to 3-on-3. Would you be a fan of that, or would you rather just do 5-on-5?
Yeah, I wouldn't love 3-on-3, and an even 4-on-4 changes the game. I don't know. I think it's been like this for a long time, so hard to convince me you should change it.
So in these final minutes, you see the team kind of falling back on those habits you were talking about all season, trying to survive those times?
Yeah, I mean, we did. When you're that tired, it's tough. You know, it's tough to make your puck plays, and mentally you make mistakes you wouldn't otherwise make when you're fresh. But I mean, we won. We found a way to survive. And I think we definitely had some stretches where we dominated play in the overtimes. They also had a couple stretches where we couldn't get off and seemed like we were pretty not sharp mentally. But again, we found a way.
Obviously, that goal by the Wolves, you know, got overturned with the penalty, or didn't count as a penalty.
Yeah.
What did they tell you? Did they say anything about what happened there?
I didn't get an explanation. I assume they just, because they blew the whistle, whether it was early or not, I don't know, but it was a break for us.
Coach, you got some nice momentum now going into round two, I guess?
Well, we're still playing. You know, it's eight teams left once it's all said and done, so that's a special club to be part of, and I think our guys have earned it. They played hard, and now we'll take, obviously, tomorrow off. I'm not sure exactly what the plan will be for the week. We'll find out who we're going to play, and we'll prepare as best we can, and you know, we like our team, so it'll be fun.
You welcome the week off at this point?
Well, we could use a couple days after this one. I think, you know, the time between game two and game three was maybe one day long. But after a game like, you know, it would be tough to play on Saturday. You know, even Sunday, it was good that game four, if it would have happened, it would have been Sunday. So we'll be happy for some time off.
Great job, coach.
Thanks, coach.